Thank you, Sam. We are in the third message of In Love. From first Sunday in August, we started a series sermon for 4 weeks. And the big title of this sermon is In Love. In Love. The first sermon was about build up one another in love. It might be new to you. As I shared with you last Sunday, that most of the people, 75% of people who listen something, forget everything in 72 hours. So it might be new to you, but the first sermon was build up one another in love. We are all loved by God's unconditional love, so the principle of our life must be love to one another. We are all different, but that doesn't mean that who is right or who is wrong, but we should build up in our difference one another in love. So we can be very judgmental easily, like, oh, why she do that? Why he do that? Why my husband did that? Why my wife did? We can be very judgmental as we are all human beings, but our concept of right or wrong cannot be our principle of our life, because we are not following the judgmental concept in our life, but we are following the love of Christ. The love is our principle to build up to one another. And the second Sunday, last Sunday, we talked about live in love. Love has profound responsibility. God loves us. That's why God paid for his love for us, Jesus Christ on the cross. God didn't talk to me. God didn't say to me, hey, Eugene, I love you. And he didn't do nothing? No, he didn't do that. He said, I love you, Eugene, and I die for you because of his love for me. So he paid for his love for me and for you. That's why God loves us. And love has very profound responsibility. The reason God gave up his son, Jesus Christ, is because God loves us. So we must live in love. And there is not my business in love, but his pain and her pain is my pain. His joy and her joy is my joy. You know, every Saturday morning we have a prayer group ministry. We have a prayer group meeting every Saturday 9 a.m. in our chapel. In our prayer, there is no boundary of any privacy. You know, because whenever we pray for someone, whenever people pray for me, whenever we pray for anybody, we cross their spiritual boundary because there is no boundary. We go to Sandy's life. I don't know what's going on there, but we go to Sandy's life and pray for her, right? And we are practicing crossing the boundary because in the kingdom of God, there is no private area because we will be all united with God. So in love, there is no boundary, there is no territory, there is no not my business. So for example, whenever I pray for Sean Frisbee, Sean's life and his business, whatever, that's not my business, but I'm going to pray for him because that's what I have to do. That's not prayer, right? His pain is my pain, his joy is my joy. That's why I go into his privacy spiritually to pray for him, right? That's a life in love. So whenever we pray for our family members, whenever you pray for your husband, your wife, your children, your father and your mother, you spiritually cross their personal boundary to pray, and that's life in love. We have to live in love because love has profound responsibility. And that's what we taught last Sunday. I hope that it's not new to you. Okay, and today we are going to talk about give thanks in love. We are all living in different conditions. We are living in all different contexts. Life is all different. Some people are rich, some people are poor, some people are academic, some people are technical, and there is no same people. Even the identical twins are living in different conditions, and their lifestyles are different. Even one person's life can be different because of the different conditions and different context. My life in Korea, my life in the Philippines, my life in Kentucky, my life in Northern Virginia are all different. When I visit Korea, I have to follow Korean way. In the Philippines, of course, Philippines way. Kentucky, in Kentucky, Kentucky's way. So if I drive my car in Northern Virginia, like 495 or 66 with Kentucky style, many cars will be upset to my driving styles. Go. No, my lifestyle is different depending on where I live, right? Because of the different context, different situations. But there is only one thing which is the same to everyone. No matter when, where, how, what, but it is the same to everyone. The rich, the poor, it doesn't matter who you are, but we all have the same thing to everyone. Do you know what it is? Time. Time is the same. There is no one use 25 hours in a day. 24 hours is the same time to everyone. Time is the same to everyone. Although we have different places to live, different time zone, time is the same. No matter how much money you can pay, but you cannot buy 25 hours a day. It is the same to everyone, right? In the same 24 hours, we have different ways to use them. Some people use 4 hours to sleep in 24 hours. Well, I used to do that, but I cannot do it anymore. 4 hours to sleep? No, it's too short to me. But some people use 4 hours to sleep in 24 hours. Some people use 10 hours to study. And within the same length of 24 hours, everyone has different ways to use them. We cannot say which way is the smartest one to use our hours, but the Bible says we must be wise, we must be smart to use our hours. Based on the scripture for today, I can suggest the best way to use our time. Well, first, we have to know what the Lord's will is for us. What the Lord wants us to do, we have to know that. The Bible says we must not spend our time for drinking or for indulging ourselves into useless pleasure. What the Bible says, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we need to use psalms, hymns, and songs in the Lord to each other. Because the Bible says days are evil. We all live in the world within a very limited time. Some people live 70 years, some people live 80 years, some people live 90 years. Nowadays, many people will live 100 years. But some people live 20 years, some people live for 30 years. We don't know when our time in this world will be ended. It doesn't matter how long you live, how long I live. Right? We have very limited time in this world. However, it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want to do in our limited time. In our limited time, what God wants us to do is do whatever God wants us to do in our limited time. That's why the Bible says making the most every effort because the days are evil. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are all living within 24 hours a day. But we are all living within 24 hours in a different ways. So what is the most wise way to live in 24 hours? I want to ask you and ask myself for this time, how many hours among 24 hours we use for giving thanks to people, we give thanks to God? Well, I just thought about myself when I prepared this sermon. How many hours in a day do I give thanks to my wife? Or do I give complaint to my wife? Right? How many hours in a day do I give thanks to God? Or do I complain to God in a day? What about you? Same question to you. How many hours among 24 hours do you give thanks to God? I believe the smartest way to use our time is not prepare for the future. I know some people say preparing the future is very important, and I agree. But that's not the smartest way. But the smartest way to use our time, to use our hours, is to express thankfulness to God and to people. Preparing the future is also important, but this moment, right now, this time, is the most important moment in our lives. Well, we cannot be younger than now in our time, right now, right? Like August is 19, right? August 19, 1122. It is your youngest moment in your life right now, from now to the future, right? Tomorrow, you'll get one day older than today. It is a moment. It is time. It is this moment is the most important time in our life. We must be wise to use our time now in God's will. According to the Bible we read, we have to use psalms, hymns, and songs in our lives. It means we have to live in thankfulness to one another. Because we have the joy of God in our lives. We have to use psalms, songs, and hymns. Look at the psalm and song and hymns. Of course, in the psalm, we can see that David complained to God sometimes in the psalm. But the psalm is the most honest Bible among 66 books because David and the writer of the psalm opened their heart for God everything. But most of the psalm, you can see that they praise God, they worship God, they give thanks to God. What is a hymn? What is a song? What is praise? What is worship? That is giving thanks to God and to one another. I'm using psalm, song, and hymn to Luisa. If I use a psalm, you are most beautiful lady here because God loves you so much and your presence is so great for us. Why do I say that? I'm using psalm and song and hymns because that means God sees her, most beautiful lady in the world, and God loves her so much. That's why I'm using God's perspectives to see. You're so beautiful. Well, really? Are you so beautiful? Are you a Miss USA? I don't know. But why we say you are so beautiful? Because God sees you most beautiful in His eyes. We are using psalms, songs, and hymns. We are using His perspectives to express our gratitude to one another. Thank you so much. For what? For you something, you do something for me? Yes, of course I can thank you. But thank you for what? Thank you for being with us. Because God loves you so much. Because of God loves you, that's why I give thanks to you. That's why I love you. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to see whether we are giving thanks in love or we are giving thanks just like because of our behavior in the Christianity. This is kind of a difficult topic maybe in our lives, because in love we are using our human perspective so many times, which means very conditional. I love Linda for today because you've done something great for me, but tomorrow I'm not gonna love you because you did something bad for me. Very conditional, right? Because I'm using my human perspectives in love. But in God's perspective, no matter what, God never sees loving us. Right? So we have to use God's perspective. We have to piggyback on His perspective to see one another. I love you because God loves you. I love my wife because God loves my wife. Using God's perspective. That is the love. That is the love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we can see what the Bible is talking about the love. It says, Bible says, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Well, this verse is a difficult one to understand because this verse says we can give up everything we have without love. Well, is it possible to give away all that I have without love? For example, I have a I have a millions of dollars. I don't have at all, okay? I have a millions of dollars and I decide to give my millions of dollars to Trace. Okay? I give. But the Bible says, yeah, you can give without love. How can I give up everything that I have for Trace without love? The Bible says, yeah, that's possible. You can give up everything you have without love. You know what? Then that will be nothing. You will get nothing. You will get nothing. Even you give everything you have. How can it be possible without love giving everything to somebody? Even I give up my body without love? The Bible says, yes, it is possible. How? How could it be possible that give everything without love? It is possible in moralism. You know what? Do you know what moralism is, right? We are living in morality. You know, moralism. People can think like this way. I'll give my money. I'll give my time. I'll give my talent for this ministry, for this mission, because it is right to be a better Christian. It is right to be a better person. Well, moralism and morality is not bad at all. Of course, it is right to be a better person and it is right to live in morality. However, the Bible says life in morality without love is nothing. Christians, we are not following moralism in our lives, but we are following love. Okay, so for example, again, I give you millions of dollars to Trace, not because of my moralism, not because of morality, not because to be a better person, but I give everything I have for Trace because I love him. Then it's okay, it's fine. You know, I will gain love, right? But with some moralism, give everything, that's nothing. Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in our church, in our September next month, we are going to have several ministries. We will have a sharehouse ministry reopening next month. We will have a ESL ministries. We'll have new semesters. And we will have a 5K for ALS. We are going to do every ministries. But take your time, of course, and come and participate in our ministries. But without love, you get nothing. Well, Pastor Eugene, I'll go to the share house, I'll go to the ESOL, I'll go to 5K, because I believe there's a better way, there's a way to be better Christians. I know that. Yeah. But without love, you gain nothing. I want to share that example. Actually, I shared this example at 9 o'clock service. Since last week, we had Tommy and Allison's. I know that some of you know, if you've been in a 9 o'clock service, Allison's and Tommy, they are brother and sister. Okay? And they were in our nursery room every Sunday to take care of our children, to care of our babies. That is their volunteer works. Some people say outside of the church, some people say, why do you do that? You don't get any pay. Why did you do that? You know, it's useless. You are wasting your 1 hour. You are wasting your 2 hours. But you know what? According to the Bible, that is the smartest way to use their hours, to use their time. Because the reason they did be in the nursery room is because they love God. They love the Lord. They love our church. Not to be a better person, not to be better Christians, not because of moralism, not because of morality, but because of love. I would like to invite all of our church members to participate in our ministries, not for moralism, but for love. For love. We give thanks. We give my time. We give my talent. I give my some possession. I give my thanks to something there, to for our ministry, for our missions. To be a better Christians? No. Because of love. Because of love, I go and I participate in the ministry and the missions. That is give thanks in love. I'm so proud of our church because we are doing many ministries. We are not sitting in our church only, but we are doing whatever we need to do for our God's ministries. But every ministry should be in our love, and we have to participate in because of the love. That is the reason that we are doing the ministry. We have to be wise to use our time in love. We should not waste our time to be moral, but we have to use our time, use our hours in love. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit always, so that we will use psalm and song and hymns in the Spirit to build up each other in love. And that's the way to give thanks in love for everything. That's what the Bible says. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give your time. Give your position. Give your health. Give your talent. Give your thanks. Give your heart to God for God's ministry in love within the same 24 hours. As much as you give thanks to God, that is the smartest way to use your time. That is the smartest way to use our hours. Not to complain, but give thanks to one another in love. Because that is what God wants us to do. I give thanks to everything, for everything that God has done for me. And I give thanks to everything that God is leading our church all together in His will, in His plan. For this time, I would like to encourage all of you to open our hearts before the Lord, to give thanks to God, to give thanks to one another. Well, I don't do that frequently, but for this time, I would like to ask you to practice give thanks. Look at the person sit beside you, okay? Maybe your husband, your wife, or some new people, you can say that, right? What do you do? When I look at somebody sitting beside me, what? Should I frown my face like that? Or should I smile then? We smile, right? Why? Because of moralism? No. We have to smile because of the love. Because whenever God look at you, whenever God look at me, I know He smile at me. Because He loves me, right? God loves you so much. And it is right to give thanks to God in love. And it is right that God loves you so much. That's why it's right that I give thanks to you, because God loves you so much. And that's give thanks to one another in our ministry. Let us pray.